Hello!
Welcome to the Bible Study Girl podcast. This is Sarita, also known as Bible Study Girl, and I'm just a girl with something to offer the world. That first exuberant greeting you heard was from the executive producer of this podcast, Bible Study Brother.
It is I, Bible Study Brother, but I'm also known as Icarus Gray over at Gray Area Anime, and this is the most wonderful podcast of your day. And as my sister often likes to say, as I fade the music out, we are not just brother and sister in Christ, we are brother and sister biologically in real life.
Thank you so much for that amazing introduction. So it's been a while since we've come together. Mm-hmm. You know, life has been life and we've been very busy. So we thought we do something a little bit different today. But before we get started, brother, how's your week been?
My week has been, as I pull up my emotional wheel, it has been a little sentimental. It has been overwhelming and triumphant.
I like those words. Yeah. Right. I like those words. Glad to hear it. You gonna ask me or you want me to just...
Oh, well, I thought you were gonna go. I didn't know if you wanted to know why I felt those things or what.
Oh, so you can. I was just waiting for you to expound.
Well,
go ahead.
You know, we just got done celebrating my wife's birthday. My daughter turns one very soon. We finished a fast, hence why I said, you know, just like triumphant. So there's a lot of things going on, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. How have you been?
Speaking of icebergs, it's been a little chilly over here, but bump. We had a bit of a snowstorm here. Everyone is well. We have water, lights, plenty of good food. And so this week, I have felt playful, amused, delighted, a little nostalgic. I was looking through some photos since we've been off. Enchanted. That's a good word.
That is a good word.
It's been a great week for me. I can't complain. It's a much needed rest and reset. So I'm grateful for it.
Okay. Well, I got a scripture for you guys today. So we can introduce our guest for this lovely, fun episode as we come back to podcasting more regularly for you guys. And it is from Proverbs 18, verse 22. He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord.
Amen, brother. Amen. That's like one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite. Let me do a poetry snap. It's one of my favorite. Favorites.
And I'm going to introduce our guest this way, but I'm going to start with the game because he is a contestant in the Newlywed Game Anniversary Edition. I'm your host, Icarus Gray. And Bible Study BSG, as you guys know, has been married for a year now. If you didn't know, I don't think we've done that episode. You probably don't know, but now you know. And because of that, I wanted to give a lovely test to my brother-in-law. And, you know, Newlywed Game style, 10 questions to see if he can match the mind of his wife. Is he a marriage Jedi or is he a marriage Padawan? We are going to find out. And I introduce our contestant for today, Mr. Vanley, Big Darius, first descendant of Goliath, second of his name. You know, y'all, if you watch Game of Thrones, he is a cousin to the mountain. Y'all know him. Y'all remember him. Darius Vanley, everybody.
Thank you, man. I thank you for, you know, having me on, you know, especially after you was on this show, Squid Games. Thank you. thank you.
Y'all, we there is an hour watching Squid Game Challenge, and there's a guy, and hey, homegirl, my niece just showed up. Hi, Kanae. So there is a contestant on there, and I was talking to him. I couldn't remember the guy's name, and he was like, duh, Joe, because he looked just like your brother.
And not with either one of y'all. But here are the rules. I have asked 10 questions to Bible Study Girl. I'm going to ask Darius these questions, and we're going to see how close he gets or if he gets these things right. If he gets 10 out of 10, he is the husband of the year. 9 out of 10, pretty good husband. 8 out of 10, he could use a little work, but he's a good man. Oh, golly. Savannah, he's a good man. Savannah is 8. 7, they just got married. He's working on it. He's way better than these averages. 6, he's just mid. 5 and below, what are we doing here? You
What
don't
are
know
we
anything.
doing?
So,
So,
yeah.
can I say this first? Bible study brother sent me the questions. I sent him the answers. Did you feel like you knew the answers to the questions before I sent you the answers?
1,000%, 1,000%
You do?
to some of them. I like your number 9 is probably my favorite.
Okay. All right. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get this party started. Husband of mine, how many do you think you're gonna get?
If God says the same, I at least get one of them.
That's all you think?
Well, I know I get two of them.
You know you'll get two. I thought you would think more highly of yourself.
I don't want to go through the roof just yet.
I got Darius at a good 7. I got him at a good 7. I think it's 3 that may stomp him early.
Baby girl said, no, he's not gonna get stoned. She's shook her head no.
You're not gonna
Thanks for
get
the faith. I like that's faith
seven.
right there. I like that.
That's hilarious. She was like, man,
Straight
he
support
got it.
system.
So let's get it popping, get it cracking, and start with question number 1, Darius. We polled your wife with this question, and we're gonna see if you can get the same word as your wife. Describe what you first thought of them in one word. What did your wife
So,
say?
what's the first thing I thought of you in one word? Because he's,
Yes.
yeah. What do you think my answer was when I had to describe my first thought of you in one word?
Oh,
That's two words.
so, no.
Oh. Okay. Can I quantify?
You can quantify.
Okay. So, like when we first started talking, not when I first saw you, like when we first started talking,
Oh, okay. All
what I thought of you in one word. Because if we were talking about when I first saw you, oh no. Yes.
We first started talking, it was no. It goes both ways. I don't know where we're going because it was no for both of them. It did. It was no for both of them.
So how do we get here,
Is,
my love?
wait, wait, no.
Because God says yes.
God says, "Is that that's your final answer?"
Huh?
That's his
That's
final
it right
answer.
there. That's it. It was no.
The wife that was polled said, "Funny."
You think I'm You
That
think
was
I'm
my
funny?
first that our first like our first communication. I was like, this guy's funny.
I didn't know. Wow, that's new to me.
Now,
I literally told you when we first started talking, like, okay, you just made me laugh.
That's what you told me. You said, and I was like, but God has something stored for you.
Didn't he though?
He did.
Big surprise.
So, okay. 0-1. You miss 100% of shots you don't take. That was a good shot. Number two, almost like a little bit of a piggyback. Between the two of you, who does your wife think is the funniest?
Out of her mind?
Yes, out of my mind.
Yes. So we're going to disregard reality, but out of her mind, she thinks she's funnier.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Got it right. Oh, my goodness. So you are on the board. We are at 1 and 2. What?
So, like, he's funny, but I'm funnier. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just had to hold my laugh, and I don't want to, you know, on the airwaves.
Oh, man. Well, you don't want to give it to her, huh?
Yeah, man, not like that.
Okay. Question number three. What is your spouse's... What is Sarita's favorite BSG's favorite TV show?
So many. Genre? Like type of TV show?
We can go with that. We can go with that.
She's definitely into... like murder mystery type stuff. She's into that. So I don't know how to correctly answer that.
I got
to
deliberate. BSG, you're the executive producer of the show and the answers. Is it in the ballpark? Can we?
It's in the ballpark. I'll give it to him. Okay. I'll give it
now,
to
her
him.
Yes. Actual answer was any true crime show. But murder mysteries.
Yes, he knows.
True crime. Yeah, murder.
Yeah, so.
It's in there.
Yeah, he knows I like to watch that. And one day we went over to Mama's house. Mm-hmm. And like she was watching the same type of stuff. And he was like, what is wrong with y'all?
Her. She influenced yeah, exactly. My mama. Like, what are we doing? So you are 2 out of 3? All right.
2 out of 3.
The percentage is coming up. Now, let's start getting into it. What is BSG's favorite junk food?
Do, 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 do. To be fair, I had a hard time deciding. Do, 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 do.
And to be fair, I'm having a hard time deciding because the music wasn't playing at first, but it's playing now. Are we talking solid or liquid?
Solid.
Food. Yeah,
I
solid.
Yeah, because it could be considered. Okay, we're just going to say, I'm just going to go with candy. Can I globalize it and say candy?
Yeah, you can have a global category.
Global category.
I'm just going to say candy.
You're correct. But, and the answer was cookies. Which is very surprising to me.
That's surprising to me too, because
what did you eat last night?
Let me see.
No, what did
we had grilled chicken?
No, what did I bake last night that you demolished? Because I had to have them, and when I went to go get some more, they were gone.
What was gone?
You tell me.
This is funny.
Cookies, man. Cookies.
I don't know. Well,
they were all gone. I was like, all of these cookies are gone?
Did you actually bake cookies is the actual question.
I actually did because you got them off the cookie sheet.
Seems like you have a connection to Cookie Monsters.
The crazy thing is, though, he's not really a sweets person. So I was not expecting that when I went in the kitchen. Like, he's not.
So to be fair,
mm-hmm.
I was not expecting cookies in there also. So we both had unexpected.
Like, ooh, this is a pleasant surprise.
Where did this come from? You know what I'm saying? Like manna from heaven. It was just cookies just sitting there. I had to dial to it.
I mean, I went in there and the crazy thing is like he was asleep and I don't remember him getting out of the bed. So I'm like, I really wanted to wake the boys up and be like, which one of y'all came here and ate all the cookies up?
it was that
But then I thought to
husband.
myself, self, just be reasonable. Wait until the morning when he wakes up and ask him when he snuck out of this bedroom and got the cookies. Okay.
So we are 2 out of 4, 50% shooting percentage. It's a good start. Slogan, make it, take it. Let's get to number 5. If you guys won the lottery, what's the first thing that you'd buy together, according to her?
Real estate. Some houses like complex or something, duplex or something.
I'm gonna give it to you because either way, it was a house. Like, so I don't know if it's
Yeah.
the bring make me
And the
money house,
crazy
but.
thing is, I didn't know if he would be able to get this right because we were just having a discussion the other day. And I said to him, hey, babe, like if we win the lottery and it's like a whole bunch of money, how about you? I gave him a specific amount that we would both get and we could wild
Ten
out.
thou wow. That's what she said. No.
10,000 a while I went. Oh yeah.
To go
What I
bananas
said
with.
was, he gets 10,000, I get 10,000, and we don't have to discuss. Like, it's just our money to just go wild with, and it's not a couple discussion. And then we could come together on how we're gonna manage the rest of it. But I just needed some money that wasn't gonna be like a no, this is what we're doing.
I want you all to know that also she came
If y'all hear this
with
mic
the
getting
amount,
beat up,
so
it's my small child. Sorry.
yeah, she's a blessing. She want she
Yeah.
came up with the amount though. That was the weird part about it. So we didn't talk about it as husband and wife. It was already established, the amount. Just want to throw that out there. The amount was already established.
It was
So.
just an amount. Like, I just threw something out there. If we have so much money, then it was
Wait,
just a
wait, wait,
random
wait, wait.
number.
Before you leave, wife, okay, listen, I just want to propose this to you. So, hey, we win the lottery. What is, and you had to give me and you an amount that me and you can spend. Just what's the number? What was the big number? Yeah.
No questions asked.
Now, what was the,
Oh,
no, I'm
okay.
saying, what's the overall number that y'all won?
Like, let's say you win a million.
So we win 1 million. How much do each of us get to just spend and wild out?
What's her number?
100,000.
Wow.
A
Okay.
hundred
When
thousand.
I
She's
say
big
we finna go
balling. She's
dummy.
so
Listen.
manly. Thank God for your wife,
She's
amen.
dummy.
Steph Curry because I didn't put an amount because it could be anything. It could be a large amount or a small amount.
No, I said big amount. Like, that's why I was saying to you, I just came up with that number because I felt like that was a reasonable amount of money for us to just. And I told him,
I'm wild.
I'm not saying I'm just going to spend all that money. I just want to
He said
have
100
something that
thou.
I just want to have something that we don't have to like debate about. You know what I'm saying?
Now, check this out. Now that I got it in my head, I don't know that I'm like wilding out with 100,000 in a sense, but it's like studio in the house getting done. Like,
But is that not something y'all could come together as a decision? So that's why I said, like, for us, just to have this is your fun money. If you want to go get
wait, you giving 10,000 no matter what the amount is?
10,000 each. Yeah, I don't like
No
just
matter what the
10,000
amount is.
no matter
He
what.
said when
Oh
the
no, that's
lottery
why.
came, even if it was
Yeah.
50,000, it's 10 bands is gonna stand, is what she said.
No, I was saying like a big amount. If we win like a
So
huge
say
amount of money,
y'all want 100 million. Y'all want 100 million.
it's still gonna be 10,000. Like, I feel like that's a fair number to just do whatever you want to do with. But the rest of it, we need to talk about together and decide as a couple how this money is gonna be spent. And really, when I say as a couple, I mean like my husband, because we know I'm gonna spend money. Amen. But
So
I
then that
understand.
gives me the opportunity to oops on my number. It might just be 20 million that comes out instead of, 10,000. I don't know. My fingers slippery.
What's your okay, so 100 million is the lottery thing. What is your number, D? that like you gonna give each of y'all to go crazy with?
Oh, if we have 100 million, I'm going to automatically, just to spend, I give us 5 mil.
Just to spend? You're a liar.
With 100 mil, both of y'all getting 5 mil? 100
million. Yeah, we could just
You would give me $5 million. You would not.
I don't have to. You're going to take it anyway. So that's you a might fact. As well go ahead. And
get that's it. A fact. What's funny is I'm not similar to my sister in this way, but like, so if me and then I got a million, then I'm doing 50 bands, which is half of what she doing, but like only because.
See, Vanley, tonight you're gonna thank God for your wife, amen.
But on amen. The
well, other you know, I don't spend like that.
I know you don't, so that's why I feel like 10,000 was like that. I feel like that's a fair number.
That was too much, honestly.
Crazy. I know it was. So for you,
at a million, we just gonna have enough to go get breakfast. Like everybody
that is
get
true. That
about $500 or just.
But baby,
yeah. See that? I screamed.
Yo, I can think. What's crazy is I'm only thinking about the things that we be spending money on, and like, or that we want for our profession. And it really, technically, it probably does have to be what she is saying, because like getting the camera that we want alone, that's like 8-10 bands to get one of these, like.
But see, that's something that y'all are in agreement about.
Yeah.
My money that I'm talking about is like not something that we have to sit down and debate about. This is your money, Sarita. Go do whatever.
No, I'm saying the same thing, but it's just I know what like both of us are spending our money on, right? Like I know I need a bigger amount for like 10 bands. I can do.
So that's not just so to me, like, okay, like I explained to him, like,
yeah.
My $10,000 fun money is like if I want to go on a girls trip,
okay,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
the
a
ten,
different,
it's just,
so okay, I get what you're saying now.
What I'm saying is, this is money that's like, not like, okay, babe, I'm finna go on a girls trip, like, I'm finna take. I don't know what that.
So that's a different conversation. I can see the mom in you, because you're talking about, you are specifically talking about fun money. You're not saying, okay, Darius, we can like renovate. Like we have a discussion, we can renovate the.
Yeah,
the
I'm literally talking
for, like,
about
a studio.
This is, yeah, that's
oh,
to me
that's
household.
You
stuff.
Having different. Like, you having a different like that. You are so good. God, you are. Listen, Darius, you have changed to. Cause this is a completely different. Cause what you thought? Listen, let me tell you something right now. Like, yeah, she is gonna spend, but the way she thinking right now is on a whole. Like, that's wife level, brother. Listen, cause the other Sarita, if would have been her coming in here, like, nah, you get 100,000, I get 100,000, it's up.
No,
all I can say is to God be the glory.
To God be the glory. So that's why I'm saying, like, when you said 100,000, I'm like, what is y'all over there doing? Like,
he almost won big though, so that's why the 100,000. Because you made it to the third round or which round?
He's talking about on Squid Games.
You were almost there.
Listen,
you were there.
The fact that you're here and the Lord didn't allow that concussion from that rock to take you out is a blessing. I'm telling you, it's really more magical than Jesus rising, because like we hear these stories and we're like, no, they said he killed him and cut his head off. Ain't no way he got through that neck. There's no way that he made it with a stone knife and whatever he had back in that day. Okay, but that's interesting. Let's go. Oh, what's funny is we get deeper into this in a couple of questions. Now, this one I think is fun. Wait. Oh, no, y'all did say house. Okay, I want to make sure we got that clear. All right, now, if my sister was an animal, what animal would she be?
That's a hard one, but I'll just say... Let me see, animal. Should probably just be a cat.
Ooh, we are 3 for 6. She would be a dolphin.
What in the what? Well, she has a head already of one, so that makes sense. It makes sense.
Because dolphins can communicate with each other. They live in the ocean. You know, I love the beach.
That's new. We've never talked
Listen, I'm
about
gonna tell
this.
you
That's
right
like,
now, Dolphins is wild, sis. I can't, I'm not
we
gonna,
have,
they
we
wild.
have, we have never talked about what kind of animal I would be, but I just had to think to myself, like, I don't know, what do I like? What environment would I want to be in? Because dolphins come up out of the water, so they breathe, but also you can be down and like on the coast and like, I don't know. I feel like dolphins live a cool life, I
They
think.
are terrorists. Listen,
But
it's
I am
wild.
too.
How did
Wild
she
like
come up
that.
with that? Because that's new.
Well,
That's brand
she
new.
would
That's
never
something that
want to be
was
a
thought of
cat.
on the album.
That's wild. Cat? Nah, she
Well,
would not want to be a cat.
but a dolphin, that was even worse. I would have never.
I would have guessed a penguin because they are about the same size. They're about the same
But
height.
they are
They're
not.
about the same. I have a photographic evidence that y'all are about the same size.
Oh, me and a penguin?
Yes.
Oh, I gotcha. You're talking about in my
So what would
current
be the
life.
equivalent for me then? What animal would I want to be?
I was just thinking to
We're
myself,
gonna
what
get there
animal would you
later,
want to be?
and I'm just
Oh,
gonna see
okay.
if you can guess. We'll
Are
get
we
there
gonna?
later. We get there. We
No.
definitely get there later.
No, we don't.
We
He's
do.
asking what animal.
Would he
No, I
be?
know what you're saying, but that's
That
not.
is definitely an animal.
It's not. Okay,
Okay.
so what animal would my husband be? You know what animal you want to be?
Yeah, I'm trying to hear yours, like this off the
Okay,
wall
I think
dolphin
you
that
would
you.
want to be like a Cane Corso or something. You want to be a dog.
A mastodon for sure. And I'm not talking about the
No.
dog, I'm talking about
What
the
animal do
Black
you want to
Ranger
be?
Zor.
An elephant.
Ah, see, I was right. The mastodon, the Black Ranger. I called it. I know my brother better than you.
Vanley, you want to be an elephant for real?
Who's really stopping an elephant?
Nobody.
Poachers. Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, they're. Yeah, they're stopping everything, even dolphins.
That's a fact.
Never would have guessed elephant for you, but I stand behind your reasoning.
You know mine,
Yeah,
sis?
nobody's stopping it.
What animal do you want to be in? A cheetah or something?
Good job. Good
Is
job.
that true?
That is true. It's still my
I just
favorite
pulled that
animal.
out of
I
thin
was
air.
thinking like pterodactyl or something, but
Oh,
that's.
all right. I see where we're going here. Short neck brontosaurus. So let's move on to the next question. Now, this is basically. I want to say I feel like it's an addendum to the question before. I should have ordered these a certain way, but if money were no object, where would she want to live?
In the country, for sure.
This man
This
knows me.
I was gonna say use for the time. I was like, ding ding ding, before you talk yourself out of it. Ding ding ding. On the dot. It just says in the country somewhere. We are
Yes.
back on the board. That is four out of wait. 4 out of 7. Yeah,
Are
four
you
out of
doing
seven.
better than I really have faith in you. I thought you would get more of these right. I was worried about that one, but it's my truth and I live in it.
But you said dolphin. Nope. God would have been the only one to get that correct. Dolphin?
But the thing is, you're supposed to be so
You're
lined
scared
up.
of dolphins.
You No, I'm not.
All right, that's me. That's me then.
That
Okay.
is
That's
you.
definitely you. She's definitely swam with them ass photos and everything. And Shannon Lou Who. Okay. Let's go to the now. This one I am going to find the most interesting as to whether or not you get it right. Who is the best cook between you guys?
In her mind or reality is what we really want to go with.
Okay.
We have to go back because in her mind, she's going to say her.
So who is it in reality? Since we saying in my mind.
It's only two people. That'll be
Okay, and so here's what I'm proposing. The best cook needs to do the rest of the cooking for the week then. I mean,
You don't have to, you don't have to just cook to show that you're the best cook. Sometimes you just let bygones be bygones.
So how, if you are the best cook, how you sitting up eating this food every day? If you do it better than
Enjoying
me,
the increase. I mean, I'm enjoying the increase. You're getting
you letting me
better every
train?
day.
You
You're
letting me
getting better every day.
train?
It's not like your stuff is nasty. That's the thing. You can cook also. It's just not the best, but you can cook.
I have died. I swear that I have died. This
You can cook.
okay. So I just want, yes, he playing, he trying to be hilarious. See, that's why I say I'm the funniest. He thinks he's funny. He trying to be a
What's
comedian
funny
right now,
about food?
but
What is funny about
no,
food?
I'm laughing all the
There's
way
nothing.
out of the kitchen this week. Next.
Okay,
He did
now.
get that one right though, because I am the best cook and he knows it.
We got 5 out of, wait, right? Yeah. I believe it's 5 out of 8 currently.
It is.
Now let's get to this next one. Now you gotta think real hard, Darius. Who should actually play you in a movie? What does she say? You can phone a friend if you'd like.
I don't have any.
You can phone me.
I'm gonna go out on a limb, even if it breaks, and I'm going to say Peyton.
Oh, that was a
That
good,
is a
'cause
good.
y'all are very similar. He's just
That's a
tiny.
good earnest answer. He's a little too tiny,
It
but I'm gonna give you a
is.
small, just ballpark thing. He is known to live up here in this general area.
I know she's not talking about Bigfoot.
Oh,
I know she's not talking about Bigfoot. Ooh-wee.
Yo. I didn't know you
My
know he
man.
lived up here. You got him on speed dial for sure. Y'all
Yeah,
done talked
because
they done
that.
talked about it.
No, because that summer
No, because she
when
bought a
I
whole
came.
shirt.
Remember when we went to Portland
We did
and
see
we I
him.
every time I saw Bigfoot, I would take a picture of it and send it to him.
We
And
did see
also I
him.
bought him a shirt. So
I didn't even know that. Listen, y'all was closer than what I thought. I'm gonna give you that one. I mean, I didn't know I was spelling it out that easy for you, but I'm gonna give it to you. So we are at 6 out of 10. So we can like end this at 7 out of 10. We can end this at 7 out of 10. All right. What is
Yeah, but
one?
she said Bigfoot.
I thought for sure she was gonna go with, Goliath's nephew or something like that, just like somebody
No.
in that line. Kingpin in the Into the Spider-Verse movie, one of those, somebody with enough shoulders to fit all throughout the frame.
Oh.
The last question is, what's the one thing you never agree on? According to BSG.
Go ahead.
That's like asking me what am I thinking right now.
No, there is one thing for sure. I did have to think about it, but there is one thing for sure we don't ever agree on. Like, ever. I've drawn a hard line in the sand. You've drawn a hard line in the sand on this one thing. And we just are not going to see the same.
It's a real A. Marie. It's this one thing.
It's this one
I don't
thing
even know. It got me tripping. And I don't know. That's
When he tells you that answer, you're gonna be like, you're right.
I don't want to give up. I want to say that we don't agree on politics.
Ooh,
Politics.
whoa, that is a weird one.
Yeah, for you to
Gone.
say never, never is a strong word.
You sound like one of y'all voted wrong. Is what that
Yeah, dolphin.
like. That dolphin is gonna stay. He gonna start calling you dolphin out of nowhere. That's gonna be your new nickname. Dolphin.
I don't know. I don't really know. I never. I don't know.
You wanna
That's hard. I'm gonna have to go ahead and quit. I don't know that one.
All right, so
Oh,
it
you
was
gave
six out
up.
of 10. The answer is vehicles.
That does, no. We do agree on vehicles because we were talking about a certain type of vehicle. So
Well,
that
but you won't let me.
See what I'm talking about?
He won't let me have my
That's
dream,
like
so.
asking me, does my knee hurt today? And then you ask me again tomorrow and then say, does your knee hurt? And it's gonna be different.
No, my vehicle has remained the
But my
same.
back hurt every day.
My vehicle has remained the same, and that's something we're not gonna agree on, right? Right. Even babe.
No, we
So
have
li
agreed. See, oh no, Joe. Listen,
I'm
we
listening.
have agreed already on vehicles, but she is determined to get a certain vehicle also, but we've already agreed on one.
We have, but the thing is, my dream vehicle, he will not let me have. We ain't gonna ever agree on it
Girl, what is your
because I was
dream
like,
vehicle?
so no.
Telluride.
Talk to me.
A Telluride.
You have not because you have not asked.
No, I have asked, and he told
You know, the
me,
Lord.
I said, no, what I said to
He don't
him
want to give
was,
her a Telluride.
I said, if I was like, if we win $1 million, he was like, no, because then and then when it break down on you, don't be calling
It's a Telluride.
I think they're so cute.
What do you want? Tell me this.
I tell you right. He keep telling me.
Telluride. That's
It's a
the
Kia.
thing. A Kia. Exactly.
It's a Kia. It's
No,
so
see, that
cute.
explains right there. When Joe said, what is that? That
What?
was everything.
Spell
That's
this.
exactly.
Telluride?
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
spelled just like it sound.
Tell. You ride.
You
I tell
are.
you, like, if Vicky were to name a car, this is what you want. You want the
Yes,
Telluride.
it's so cute to me. I don't care nothing about.
What?
She don't care nothing about. Exactly. He
So,
didn't even know what it was. That's how crazy that pick was.
let me get this. You want a great value Escalade Range Rover mix.
I don't know.
She want an updated Kia Soul. That's really
You
what
want the
I want.
evolved version of that gerbil car, the Kia Soul.
Exactly.
I guess
The
so. They just
shredder, the
look
super
so.
shredder of Kia Soul.
They
That's
just
what she
look
want.
so cute to me, and he's just so against it. Even if we win the lottery and have $1 million, he is like, no. But I'm like, if that's my dream, that's my dream. Why would you take my dream from me?
I don't.
So we won't ever
Okay,
agree
let me
on
say
it.
this. I don't think
You
it's
see?
I don't think it's ugly. I don't think it's cute.
I think it's adorable.
I think it's like, I
Like
mean,
I like the
that's insane.
size of it. It's a good me vehicle. It's not a good family
Okay.
vehicle because our
Okay.
family
Okay.
vehicle is huge.
Nobody wants to be in it.
Well, it's just a me vehicle. That's the whole
Yeah, they
thing.
selling it to you. They telling you to ride. That's the whole
So,
thing in it. They telling you to ride, not the family.
okay.
You.
So listen, and that this just further illustrates we will never agree on this vehicle.
Oh, that's crazy. What is just to get the other side of it, what's your dream vehicle there, big brother?
A Hummer.
Hummer.
That's ugly. We want to talk about ugly,
That is
but
a
you know
fact.
what? I'm with
It
it.
is
If
ugly.
that's what he loves,
No, no,
I'm
no,
with
no,
it.
no, no.
I
Let's
like that you talked about the Hummer and you're saying it's ugly and all this, but with the snow that we had, the Telluride would still be in the driveway.
Yes, I
The
don't drive in
Hummer
the
would be
snow.
on even if you could, the Telluride wouldn't make it. It wouldn't let you.
And I wouldn't
It
care.
would tell you to ride the bed. It would tell you nothing. You're not getting in that thing. It's
And you could
over
go
with.
out in the
Amazing.
Hummer and
Not
get
the
whatever we
Hummer. The
need.
Hummer? Any money you
Yes,
want.
the
Hey,
action.
the Hummer.
Yeah, but that's not like just a dream vehicle. I want a fast car. She didn't really, that's one of them. That's why she said that. I want
Okay.
something fast, like a either oh like the Need for Speed, the dumb vehicle, I
Oh, the
want either something
Skyline.
like that.
Yeah, Nissan
No,
Skyline.
I'm no,
Oh,
I'm
no,
too big for that.
you talking about the I can't think of the name, but the
Like
it's
a
for
Chevy
it's for
Chevelle
show
or
got a
something like that.
Hemi here. Hemi in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So with
Or a
all
Challenger or Charger type, like one of those.
what are you in the military? What is going
No,
on? You
not
want a
a
Hemi?
1970 Charger. It's like
He
the
got that
He want that Hellcat. You want
Exactly.
what's
You put
the
that in there.
what's the car in Gone in 60 Seconds? The one that the dream car. I can't think of what they named
I
them.
tell you right, it's gone in 60 seconds. What we
Okay.
already talked about it.
So we ended 6 out of 10. I do think you would have got some more of them, like if you just
I
thought
would have
about it.
had 8 if it wasn't for those two ridiculous ones with the vehicle and the dolphin. That would have
Did
put
we?
me at 8.
He definitely would
But
have had
listen
eight.
to me, did we agree on the vehicle at the end?
We did. That's the crazy part. That's what's throwing me off. We
We
agreed
did
on the
it though,
vehicle.
because I still want it, and you keep telling me what? No.
Gonna tell you right now, that ain't happening. It's not Cybertruck ugly. I'm gonna tell you that. Because Cybertrucks, outside of
Yeah,
oh yeah, that
Cybertrucks are
Cybertrucks are
atrocious, and I
atrocious.
don't know
Yeah, I
what
don't like that.
picture. I don't know what picture of the Telluride you saw. I'm gonna have to send you a
You
good
have sent
one.
me the
All of them
picture.
are horrible. All of them.
They look kind of crazy,
No.
but
All of them.
okay. So to end this off, this has been fun. We went over real easy, and I know it's super to relate there for y'all. I want to end with I would eat like each of you to say some encouraging words to one another, like or at least just if you could review your first year of marriage in this newlywed game, what would you rate it out of 10? And what would you like to see in year two? We'll start with our guest and then we'll end with you, BSG.
Well, she's gonna think that I'm fibbing, but easily 10 out of 10. The reason being is because we're growing,
Okay.
and we have not even thought about giving up. Yeah, I didn't say my ball, huh? I did it. I did this. But yeah, it's really been amazing, especially from where I've come from. And she's an awesome woman, and I thank God for her.
Okay. And what's your in year two, what's something you want to see the team work on? What's the goal? Where do y'all see y'all going this season?
We're going higher, and we're gonna leave some baggage behind. Like the Telluride, it has to, be left. But we're going higher. I just want to throw that out there. We're going higher, and every year that we are alive and with each other, we should still aim to go higher. But we are going higher.
Okay. All right. Now, BSG, bring us on home. What you got on your rating, and what do you see for Team Van Lee for the year?
Okay, I didn't know we were gonna have to give it a rating scale. So let's see. I would say our first year of marriage has been a 10 out of 10, and I'm gonna say that because we're still here. We made it through the first year, and I heard him on the phone the other day with somebody, and they were asking him. I think they asked him how's the first year of marriage been? And he was like, "Well, we've spent a lot of time in the first year of marriage, working on parenting and our parenting styles. I think that has been a challenge, certainly for both of us to figure out what that's gonna look like. We haven't had, I don't think like a typical newlywed year. We've had a lot of
Oh no.
difficulties and a lot of things that we've had to overcome as a couple. And I think we've done it, and I'm grateful that we've been able to grow together and make it through some really difficult challenges in the first year. I'm not gonna lie, it has not been like a cakewalk for me personally. But I see so many things about him that I love and I respect and I'm grateful for. And in a lot of ways, he's more than I imagined in a husband, which is wild to say and crazy to
The
say,
biggest
you
of
know what I'm
backs.
saying?
The biggest. It's so much more than you could ever imagine.
Yes, like one of the very first time I saw him physically in person, I was like, oh no, he is not lying about that. I was like, you are way too tall for me. I can't talk crazy to you.
I don't even
And
know
now
how he
look at
hears
us.
you. I think he's got a phone up there or something.
Now look at us. We're still together and hanging in there. I'm grateful for him. I love to see him as a father and then as a husband leading our household and taking care of business. Even you were saying Bible study brother earlier, like, oh, this is wife behavior. Exactly. Like, this has been a growing
So
year for
different.
me.
Like, I'm telling y'all, there's not a time. Like, if you would have asked her that, don't know, at any point, she would have been like, for each other? Once we take care of everything we're supposed to take care of, you be like 50%. You do what you want. My half is going everywhere. And I'm not
So
saying she'd do that like in a bad way, but I just mean it would be like, you split it down the middle. Ain't nothing else to split with it.
I'm very headstrong, but so is he. So it's been a year growing for me.
Hey, that hey, I
Do
couldn't.
not
That's
start.
LL Cool J type headstrong. You know what I'm saying?
Do
Probably.
not start, Ben. Look,
He had
I mean, you
butt
did
a
say dolphin, so I mean, they got nothing but head.
headbutt the Titanic. What now?
And what do I want to see in year two?
Yeah.
I'm gonna piggyback off of what he said. Just continue growth in both of us. And I'm hopeful for some very joyous experiences. I wouldn't be mad if we had a baby family, you know, year two.
Okay. Year
Yeah,
the
we can
year.
always add another son. I mean,
Or a daughter.
Up in the
Son.
difficulty.
Yeah, son.
Oh, I remember those days.
My sweet little niece says she wants a girl cousin. I just heard her. You didn't hear her? She was
What?
talking.
I definitely ain't heard that. That girl is
Yeah, at all, I
she's
didn't.
been very sweet around other children, but I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know how she's going to act when she is not the center of attention.
Yeah, I don't know either. We'll find out.
We'll find out. But we appreciated you guys for coming back with us. This was just a little fun, little one-off, something to get our feet back wet in the game and come back and just have something that is a blessing to the soul, which is fellowship. Just having the fellowship with them and giving them like a little conversation. We will have a more like in-depth look over the year episode, but this is, like I said, just the start of some great things to come. Yeah, and we appreciate you guys for joining us. Do your thing, Ree, or wait, I do my thing and then you do your thing, but I know what the thing is.
Yeah.
If you are looking for us, all of the things are down in the description, wherever you want to follow us and subscribe to the YouTube page. We will be working on content and stuff over there. We got some stuff coming up in July, and I'm going to make a concerted effort to get some BSG footage of just us enjoying and living life and maybe trying some things. Remember, guys, it's not just you and it's not just me, but we preach.
And until we meet again, guys, keep preaching. And happy birthday to sweet Aurora. Happy birthday,
Happy
girl.
birthday.
Big 1 year old.
Big 1 year old.